Good afternoon, got a rant.
Oh, hi, mate. I was looking at a car to buy, and it's been dynoed with Aquatic Rex.
Yep.
Do you guys do road movies as well?
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Not sure if you guys know the car. I know what mods it has on it, and I was wondering if you would need much for roadworthy, especially the exhaust.
So roadworthy wise, the easiest way to think about it is if it's not a stock exhaust, it's not going to pass.
Okay, yeah, it's got a Invidia N1 exhaust on it from the turbo back.
Yeah, all of that's got to go. That's all going to go back to stock.
Okay, would it work if you just change parts of it, or you got to change the whole thing to stock?
The whole thing, yeah, because from a roadworthy point of view, you've got to take photos of everything now. In the past, you know, there's a bit of discretion there.
Yeah.
But now everything's uploaded online, and there's about 30 photos you have to take of everything on the car.
Okay. How about things like it's got a Perrin intercooler? Is that all okay for it, or does that need to...
No, intercooler's fine. It'd be more things like cold air intake.
Yeah, it's got a cold air intake as well.
Yeah, and there's depends if there's... You can have one mod on the intake side of things. So if it's got anything like a silicon inlet, but then a cold air intake as well, then one of those have got to be changed. So most of the time, the safest, easiest bet is everything stock and then mods back on afterwards. Yeah.
That'll be a bit difficult because it's got the intake, blow-off valve, the exhaust all the way. About
4 or 5 hours worth of work.
Yeah. What's something like that? What would something like that cost to get a roadworthy on, like, to get it all stock and then, you know, put it back on later on?
You're looking at about $1,000, you would have thought, for labour element.
Yeah.
So about $300 in, you know, the roadworthy aspect, and then about $650 in labour time to swap all the bits and pieces. You'd need to have your own stock bits as well.
So I've got to bring all the stock.
Correct, yeah. Once you've done all that roadworthy, then bring it back, mod it all again.
Okay. And in terms of, I'll tell you what else it has, because some things you can't, it's internal work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got, just one, yeah, I've got it up here now. So it's got forged pistons, CP forged pistons and ring set.
Yep.
And ARP 625 head studs. That's all okay, is it?
Yeah, like, that's fine. Yeah, that's no problem.
That's all in the engine. So basically you need to get the stock exhaust. It's got a process rest cold air intake with cane and filter. That needs to get a stock one.
Yep, no oil leaks. Tyres need to be in good condition. Brakes needs to have factory height, essentially.
And
suspension.
Yeah. I'm not sure about suspension if it's stock. Man, this thing looks like it needs a lot of work to get a roadworthy.
Yeah, roadworthy is particularly hard, man, and that's why, you know, you can put it back on the person, I suppose, selling the car, and so this is, you're not going to get it through roadworthy like that. Like it's.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they probably don't sell when they're modded.
Yeah.
Takes ages. Well, I'll ask him if he's got all of the stock parts, and if he does, then I'll have to bring them all in.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and then it will still cost like $1,500 to
get it done
and put it back on then as well, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. All right. All right, cool, man. No worries. Thanks for letting you know.
No worries.
I guess it'll be part of the negotiation if I'm going to get it.
Just put it back on. Just say, look, and you know... I suppose he can put it back to stock and then get the sell it with a roadworthy, or if you're going to sell it without a roadworthy, you're going to have to be price appropriate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd be looking and go, fuck that, I'm not going to go through that hassle. So,
yeah, because it's just too many bits. Like, it's not just me, bros. It's the...
Oh, man, it's particularly hard. Now, we get watched very closely because we play with modified cars and that sort of stuff. You know, there'd be other workshops, I suppose, that could probably... You know, more generic sort of workshops that might be able to smudge it through or whatever, but we can't. Like, we are so monitored in that sense.
Yeah. Do you know anyone like that?
I did, but they don't fucking operate anymore.
Yeah, because
otherwise
they
just go straight
there.
Yeah.
I knew one back in the day. You give them $500 and
just make it work.
Yeah, and because because you're going to get the radio and put all these bits back on anyway.
Exactly, that's exactly what happens. So
yeah, and then you get a canary or something, and then you got to do it all again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you, man. Yeah. All right. But you can leave one piece on, yeah? Like you can leave
one inlet. Yeah, there's discretion there. Like it's logical. Like, you know, if it's had an inlet changed, like the inlet that goes underneath the manifold, often those fail. So, and you can't buy them brand new, like from Subaru. So swapping them out to like aftermarket's fine. Do you know what I mean? But like if it's got that and then the inlet, then it's a bit hard. If it's like a cob inlet with a airbox, usually fine. Do you know what I mean? So,
but if it's a cob inlet with a K&M filter as well, then it's not.
Yeah, if the filter's just hanging in the engine bay there, nah.
So it's got to be secured like that. Sometimes they're boxed.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Okay. I guess I'll maybe look for ones that have just a couple of mods instead of, you know, running 250 kilowatts on the dyno or something. All right, cool, man. No worries.
No problem. You have a good
day. Thank you, mate. Bye.
Bye.